SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The uncle of the Uvalde, Texas school shooter begged police reportedly to let him try to talk to his nephew. In a 911 call that was released today, Armando Ramos told police his nephew always listened to him, that and if he could talk to him, he might be able to get him to stop the shooting. That call never took place. 19 children and two teachers were killed. Former President Donald Trump stumping in Montana, saying he knows what's going to happen in the 2024 campaign.
This election is about saving our economy, ending inflation, securing our borders, restoring respect for our nation. We're no longer respected. Preventing World War III, especially for all these young people, these young, beautiful people. We don't want to get them into World War III.
Also at SRNnews.com, Biden administration denouncing the comments of an Israeli official who opposes a hostage and ceasefire deal with Hamas.
Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich does not support the deal being pushed by the United States and mediators from Egypt and Qatar. He said it amounts to surrender. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby didn't hide his disgust with the Israeli official.
It's outrageous. It's absurd.
Kirby said the view held by Smotrich
would in fact sacrifice the lives of Israeli hostages, his own countrymen, and American hostages as well.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to attend the talks next week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Turkey, officials have reinstated access to Instagram after more than a week of being blocked nationwide. The country barred access to Instagram on August 2nd without providing a specific reason. This is SRN News. The ACLU suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris' selection for running mate will please most of the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws and promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Now, those pesky neighbors to the north, now they're sending more garbage.
South Korea's military says North Korea is again flying trash balloons towards the south. The Seoul government says winds could carry the balloons to regions north of the capital. Authorities had issued text alerts telling civilians to beware of objects dropping from the sky and to report any suspicious balloon sightings to the police. In recent weeks, North Korea has flown more than 2,000 balloons carrying waste paper, cloth scraps and cigarette butts towards the south. It's been described as a retaliation towards South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border.
A large geological feature in Utah, known as the Double Arch, also the hole in the roof, has collapsed in the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. Officials say there were no injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.